Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 19 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, our judge. The word for judge is Shafat. Acts 10:42-43. Then he commanded us to proclaim and attest to the Jewish people that this man has been appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. All the prophets bear witness to him that everyone who puts his trust in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Psalm 9:8, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the nations with fairness and equity. Again, the Hebrew word for judge is shafat. It's a primitive root to judge, that is, pronounce sentence for or against, by implication to vindicate or punish, by extension to govern, passively to litigate, avenge, that condemn, contend, defend, execute judgment, or be a judge or judgment, plead, reason, and rule. The points of Kepha's sermon to these God-fearing Gentiles, Yeshua is sent by God and is still alive. He will be the final judge for all human beings. The Tanakh points to him. Those who trust in his mercy will be forgiven, and their sins through his name. That is, because of who he is and what he has done. In the end, Yeshua will bring God's justice upon the earth, and all will stand before him and receive true justice. Those who have placed their trust and hope in Yeshua will receive crowns. Those who rejected him will receive the reward of the wicked. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and exist. Indeed, as some of the poets among you have said, we are actually his children. So since we are his children, we shouldn't suppose that God's essence resembles gold, silver, or stone, shaped by human technique and imagination. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he is commanding all people everywhere to turn to him from their sins. For he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world and do it justly by means of a man whom he has designated. And he has given proof of it by resurrecting this man from the dead. Complete Jewish Bible. Revelation 20:11-15. Next I saw a great white throne, and one sitting on it. Earth and heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, both great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged from what was written in the books according to what they had done. The sea gave up the dead in it, and death and Sheol gave up the dead in them, and they were judged according to what had been done. Then death and Sheol were hurled into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was hurled into the lake of fire. Everyone is to face God's judgment. Although God is a God of mercy, he is also a God of judgment. This is taught equally by the Tanakh, the New Testament, and Jewish tradition. The prophets speak of the judgment as the day of Yahweh. Isaiah 2:12, for the day of Adonai Zevaot will be against anyone proud and haughty, against anyone lifted up, he will be humbled. This is the Tree of Life version. Then Isaiah 13:6-12. Wail, for the day of Adonai is near. It will come as destruction from Shaddai. Therefore all hands will fall limp and every man's heart will melt. They will be terrified. Pain and anguish will take hold of them. They will wreathe as a woman in labor. They will look aghast at one another, their faces aflame. Behold, the day of Adonai comes, cruel, full of wrath and fierce fury, to make the earth a desolation and destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The rising sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. I will punish the world for evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the arrogance of the proud, and abase the insolence of tyrants. I will make people scarcer than gold, even the pure gold of Ophir. Ezekiel 30:3. For the day is near, the day of Adonai is near, a day of clouds, a day for a time for the nations. And then Joel or Yoel 1 verse 15. Ah, the day of Adonai is near, as havoc from Shaddai will come. 2 verse 1. Blow the shofar in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all living in the land tremble, for the day of Adonai is coming, surely it is near. Joel 3:4. Then the sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and awesome day of Adonai comes. Zephaniah 1:17-18. I will bring such distress upon mankind that they will walk like the blind, for they have sinned against Adonai. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to rescue them on the day of Adonai's wrath. With the fire of his passion, and the entire earth will be consumed, for he will make a total, dreadful annihilation of all the inhabitants of the earth. Zechariah 14:1-9. Behold, the day of Adonai is coming, when your plunder will be divided in your midst. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to wage war. The city shall be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women ravished. Half of the city will be exiled, but the remainder of the people will be cut off from the city. Then Adonai will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in a day of battle. In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which lies to the east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a huge valley. Half of the mountain will move toward the north and half towards the south. Then you will flee through my mountains valley, because the mountain valley will reach Azel. Yes, you will flee like you fled from the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then Adonai, my God, will come, and all the Kedoshim with him. In that day there will be no light, cold, or frost. It will be a day known only to Adonai, neither day nor night, even in the evening time there will be light. Moreover, in that day living waters will flow from Jerusalem, half toward the eastern sea and half toward the western sea, both in the summer and in the winter. Adonai will then be king over all the earth. In that day Adonai will be Echad, and his name Echad. The whole land from Geba to Ramon, south of Jerusalem, will become like the Arabah. Jerusalem will be raised up and occupy her place, from the Benjamin gate to the place of the first gate to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hanel to the king's winepress. The prominent feature of this passage is a dramatic sense of doom underlined by a few characteristic motives, such as darkness and wailing. The warning is given that the day of the Lord is near. The wicked will be punished, justice established, mankind confounded, and its destiny somehow definitely changed. God acts suddenly, decisively, and directly in a single day with vehemence and terror, Encyclopedia Judaic. Rabbi Yehudi Hanasi said, "Pay attention to three things, and you will not come under the power of transgression. Know what is above you, an all-seeing eye, an all-hearing ear, and in all your deeds recorded in a book, Avot 2:1. So there is no room either for the common misunderstanding on both part of both Christians and Jews that the Old Testament portrays God as stern, judgmental, and lacking mercy, with the New Testament picturing him so merciful that he overlooks judgment and even justice, or for the opposite mistake of thinking that the New Testament, with its talk of hellfire, focuses on judgment more than the Tanakh. Again, they both reveal that God's perfect justice will be done, and the wicked, those who have forsaken the redemption in Yeshua, will be judged and answer for their deeds. John 5:22-23, the Father does not judge anyone, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son as they the Father. Whoever fails to honor the Son is not honoring the Father who sent him. Regarding the Father does not judge anyone, rather he has given judgment over to his Son, John 5:27. Yet the Tanakh tells us that God will one day judge all humanity. And if it is the Father who entrusts judgment to the Son, then the Father does, after all, have a role in judgment as the delegator. From all this, it follows that the Son is included in what is meant by God. This is one of the ways Yochanan deals with the mystery and paradox of Yeshua's simultaneous humanity and divinity. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Judge. What are your thoughts regarding his righteous judgment in a world where evil is called good and good is called evil? Do you look forward to his judgment? Are you ready to stand before him? Blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 19 days, which is 2 weeks and 5 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place. Speedily in our days, Bo Yeshua Bo. Amen. Selah.